From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lashed out at the muted global response to the killing of dozens of Palestinians during protests this week along the Israel-Gaza border.
Tüm dünya gözünü yumsa da.
Mr. Erdogan criticized the UN as having ended. It has become an exhausted and collapsed institution. He spoke of the silence that greeted what he called Israeli bullying. Turkey's diplomatic response to the violence was swift, expelling Israel's ambassador, followed by the consul general. It also recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv. Israel reprimanded a top Turkish diplomat and told the Turkish consul general to leave. Emmanuel Nakshon is an Israeli foreign ministry spokesman.
The images of our ambassador being subjected to an unnecessary security check are spread all over Turkey. This is something that we cannot accept. This is something which is totally contrary to diplomatic relations between countries. And the public humiliation of an ambassador is something that Israel will not accept under any circumstance.
Meanwhile, Hamas, which rules Gaza, acknowledged all but a dozen of the 62 killed Monday and Tuesday were members of the Islamist group. In Kenya, the sounds of mourning. A memorial service held Wednesday to remember the victims of flooding in Kenya following a May 9 dam collapse from heavy rainfall that killed more than 40 people. 2 months of heavy rain followed an extended drought affecting four countries. Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan announced progress Wednesday on consultations surrounding Africa's largest hydroelectric dam project, the $5 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Nile River. Egypt has expressed concern about the potential for constricting the river's water flow. This is VOA News. European leaders Wednesday agreed